Wildcats and Blue Hill Bobcats in their final triangular. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Murphy again. Good toss spin on that. Prasoski, good pass this time. Nickel sets outside. Kring off the double block. Down and good. Number 9 in the opening set, and it is game point for Axtell.
Sub-districts begin on Monday, and tonight is the final tune-up for all three schools. It's the Blue Devil Triangular coming up next. But first, in the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Kennesaw with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Doug Duda back with you here at Kennesaw, where it looks like we are ready to resume our volleyball match tonight here on Classic Hits. And we are at the Kennesaw Triangular, where one match is in the books. Our first match tonight, Blue Hill was able to defeat Kennesaw in straight sets, 25-8, 25-16. But we had kind of an oddity here tonight. One of the officials did not show up, and the big story is nobody knows where she's at, and hoping that there wasn't an accident or something on the way over, they have not been able to contact the second official. We have a Mr. Desmond from Kearney here, and then we had a new official coming over from Grand Island and never showed. They had somebody helping out in that first match, and obviously it wasn't that close and it didn't take that long, and everybody was just assuming that the official would show up and never did. And so we had to wait for a second certified official to come over. They found one from Hastings, and we're about 4 minutes away from getting our match between Axtell and Blue Hill underway, and then Axtell and Kennesaw will play to finish the night. We can also tell you Kearney Catholic was an easy winner over a Hershey team tonight that had 20 wins on the season, and they won it easily, 25-7 and 25-12. So a big win there for Kearney Catholic. Broken Bow is also out there, and of course, the biggest match tonight, Lincoln Pius X, is at Grand Island Northwest. But hopefully everything is okay with our official that did not show up, and we can just play a little volleyball and see what happens here tonight as Blue Hill gets ready to take on Axtell. And this is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back, take a look at the starting lineups, and get you ready for the match right after this timeout.
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
As we approach the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hello, this is Kevin Crawl with Crawl Agency. Do you have any questions about health insurance under the new law? We're here to guide you. Give us a call at any one of our locations in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Rosen, or visit us online at CrawlAgency.com. Crawl Agency is an independent authorized producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. It is our final night of the regular season for volleyball. Sub-districts begin on Monday. We will be at Kearney High for the C19. Kearney Catholic, Minden, Gibbons, Centura, Broken Bow will all be competing there. And then on the other side, who knows, St. Paul, Wood River, Grand Island, Central Catholic, all could come out of that sub-district. So that's coming up next week. Plus, we've got high school football, the C&D playoffs on Thursday, Kearney High in the Class A playoffs on Friday here on Classic Hits. Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups, as always, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, they'll take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Blue Hill Bobcats, they'll start this way. Number 4 is a 5'4 junior center, Courtney Allen. She'll be followed by number 14, 5'8 senior outside hitter, Rachel Raymond. Number two, 5'6", junior middle is Amber Komacher. Number one, 5'11", senior right side Macy Coffey has over 300 kills to lead the team. Number three is a 5'7", senior outside Hannah Ockingay. And number five, 5'9", junior middle, Mackenzie Willicott. The libero, 5'4", freshman, number 22, Kenzie Hubble. The head coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats is Christy Allen, assisted by Emily Komacher and Elise Lukow. They are 23-4 on the season. Losses to Grand Island Central Catholic, a 5-setter to Hastings St. Cecilia, Superior, and Bruning Davenport Shickley. All of those teams either rated or have more than 20 wins. For the Axtell Wildcats, they'll start with number 10, a 5'5 senior, Carly Prasoski. Number 4, 5'6 junior, Sam Trampy. Number 7, 5'4 senior, Laura Lundeen. Number 3, 5'10 freshman, Sophie Melema. Number 6, 5'4 senior, Gabby Nicola. Number 1, 5'4 junior, Kit Wells. The libero, number 30, 5'4 senior, is McKenna Erickson. They're without their top attacker tonight, Hannah Kring, who they hope will be back for sub-districts. Also out tonight, Catherine Sorensen. Axtell's 18-8. And they're coached by Brad Nelson, Darla Steinbrink, and Shayla Nelson. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll get our match underway after this.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Axtell served first and Macy Coffey with an ace block. So it's 1-0 in favor of Blue Hill as we are underway in our second match. Axtell on the offense will set to the middle. Off the back foot, it's going to be blocked again by Coffey on the attack by Melema. So back-to-back ace blocks here to start the match for Blue Hill. And they lead it 2-0. And on the service line is Rachel Raymond. So leading in kills for the starters tonight will be Carly Prasoski and Kit Wells, kind of 1-2 for Axtell as they'll shove it across. Here is the set by Allen. Outside attack by Ockingay will be dug out back row by Axtell and Prasoski. Outside it'll be blocked again by Coffey. Much more height now on the floor for Blue Hill than Axtell because of the injuries. And dumped across here by the setter Sam Trampy. Good rally going here. Ockingay on the outside takes it off the tip. Lundeen with the dig. Middle attack blocked again. And in the net, going to be called on Blue Hill. Blue Hill on the block called in the net. And a point here for Axtell, 2-1. But real strong up at the net right now is Macy Coffey. She'll be going on to play college volleyball. Kansas Wesleyan, Iowa Western, I guess, are a couple of the possibilities. As Axtell serves it across, and nobody picks it up for Blue Hill, so it will be an easy ace there for Sam Trampy, the junior. Center, Trampy floats it again down the middle. Off of the libero, Hubble, and nobody can pick it up after that. So Trampy will get back-to-back ace serves. And for Sam, she only had a couple, but getting in that starting lineup because of some of the injuries. We'll float this one across nice. Into the back corner to Raymond. Set outside. Here's Ockingay. She'll drive it across. Set here by Axtell and Gabby Nickel. And then tipping it into their own net will be Axtell trying to go with the roll across and put it into the net. Trampy will check out. And here comes Ashley Snell, a 5'4 freshman coming into the ball game. So a couple of freshmen already seeing action here early on in game number one for Axtell. 3-3. And to serve it away, Amber Komacher for Blue Hill. And she mishit it. Into the net it goes. Service error, Axtell volleyball, and back to serve it away will be Laura Lundeen. Again, Axtell 18-8, Blue Hill 23-4. Blue Hill C2, Axtell D1, Kennesaw D2. So unusual to see a triangular like that as a great jump serve by Lundeen. Overpassed, right back to the Bobcats. Coffey gets a good swing, and she'll get the kill. Macy with the first kill of the match for Blue Hill. Goes along with a couple of early ace blocks. And it's 4-4 as Coffey now rotates to the back row, and that means Willicott will be the big hitter in the front row for Blue Hill. She is second on the team now with 200 kills after that first match. Here's a tight set at the net, just rolled over by Kit Wells. Good job to stay out of the net. Blue Hill goes Akingay, middle attack blocked. And the ace block up front by Sophie Melema, teaming up there with Gabby Nickel, and it's 5-4 Axtell. Wild card points big for both these teams, depending on how this one plays out. Melema now to serve, slide right side, Willicott off the net, four hits. It spun from the right wing all the way down the middle and just wouldn't crawl over for Willicott, and it's 6-4 Axtell. Melema's serve, this one's deep and out of bounds, so each team with an early service error. In is the libero. McKenna Erickson will be wearing the number 8 tonight. As the libero for Axtell, and back to serve it away will be Hannah Akingay, and she'll serve it deep corner. Boy, that was almost perfect. Picked up there by the libero and returned by Prasoski. Set outside, here's Blue Hill, and driving it into the net is Raymond. Jumped a little too soon, or the set was a little high. I guess it depends on how you want to take a look at that, because she was on the way down when she made the swing. Point Axtell, they're up 7-5 here in the first set. Again, we had about an hour, 10-minute delay as we were without a second official here, and so that's why we just have our second match underway. As the serve is across by Gabby Nickel. Good set to the right side. Willicott takes it over the double block, and a great pickup there by Prasoski, and then dumped into the net by Axtell. So they made two great digs, and then the last one ends up in the net. Side out Bobcats, and in to serve it away will be Sydney Strasburg. Junior had a couple of aces in the second set win against Kennesaw earlier tonight. And she takes a vicious swing at that. She basically is just spiking it from the back line, and then miscommunication. Axtell steps on each other, and the ball falls 7-7. Strasburg picks up the service point, and Blue Hill looks to regain the lead. They had the first two and then fell behind as that serve is hit too strong and out of bounds. So back over to the Wildcats. Strasburg is out, and re-entering will be Willicott into the back row. Serving it away now for Axtell will be Gabby Nickel. Nickel serving about 95% of the season, but as we say that, the serve is deep and out of bounds. So the teams exchange service errors. Don't forget Blue Hill football team, 4 o'clock, hosting Kimball Thursday. We'll have that on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. As the serve is fired down the middle, picked up Kit Wells, set to the right side, Prasoski on the swing. Some trouble in the back row. It was dug out there by Allen and is passed across short of the 10-foot line. Here's Nickel set in the middle, Prasoski. She'll drive it over, and a good dig there by Hubble. Blue Hill gets it outside, and Raymond rolls it over for the kill. Rachel Raymond with her first kill, and Blue Hill has regained the lead in the opening set, 9-8. Serving it away is Courtney Allen. And Allen with the serve, tries that short little serve, and it's passed all the way back over by Wells right at Allen. Set to the middle, rolled across Raymond. The hole's open in the middle of the floor, and down goes the volleyball for Rachel Raymond's second kill. And after being down 10-5, or 7-5, it's 10-7, a 5-1 run by Blue Hill. And Allen right down the middle. Wells did not handle it, and it's an ace. A serve by Courtney Allen, and a timeout will be called here by Axtell coach Brad Nelson. So Axtell came out strong, but again, playing without two starters. They've hit a little bit of a mental lapse here. It's 11-8 Blue Hill, game one. We'll be right back.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
In other volleyball action tonight, Grand Island Northwest has taken the first set from Lincoln Pius X, 25-20, in the battle of 1 and 2 in Class B, and two of the top 10 teams in the state. Of course, Northwest is number one in the all-class rankings, according to the Omaha World-Herald. Out of the Axtell timeout, it is still Courtney Allen serving for Blue Hill, leading it 11-8 in game one. Wells handles this one. Nickel sets Prasoski right side off the block. Popped up in the air for Hubble. Back set Coffee near the net. It's a tight one. She's able to stay out of the net, drive it across. Picked up Nickel, and then attack error Axtell. And it's 12-8, and substitution time for Axtell. Another freshman, Reagan Miller, going to check in momentarily to kind of break things up. But without Kring in there, you've only got Sophie Melama at 5'10". And she's just a freshman for Coach Nelson, so not a lot of height out there. As they serve it at Prasoski, set it back to her. That time it's over the double block, picked up in the back corner, and a two-ball swing by Coffey is down and good. Good pickup by Courtney Allen. Not only is she serving strong, but she's made two good digs during this rally. And it's an 8-1 run here by Blue Hill, 13-8 Bobcats. Five in a row off Allen, including an ace. Takes a little extra time at the service line. Floats this one at Prasoski, close to the net and into the net. Nickel tried to dump it over, but passed it into the net. A serve, 14-8. Second ace for Allen. And Axtell has got themselves, I guess, in a bad rotation right here, and they are being taken advantage of. Pass a little off the mark. Run down there by Reagan Miller and passed across by Nickel. Free ball here for the Bobcats. They set it to Coffey over the block, down and good. Macy Coffey with her third kill. And Axtell is going to have to call their second timeout. The first one didn't get him the ball back. 15-8 Blue Hill here in game one. We'll be back in a minute.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And out of the timeout, it is still Courtney Allen looking for eight in a row from the service line. Prasoski from off the 10-foot line takes it across. Picked up there by Coffey. Set back to Macy from the 10-foot line. She'll unload and get another kill. Number four for Macy Coffey. And it is 16-8 in favor of the Blue Hill Bobcats, who are just really taking advantage of some strong serving. And when they do get it back across, they're able to get it to Coffey, the 5'11 senior, who is just destroying the volleyball right now. And the serve, Allen. Wells to Nickel. Set middle. Here's the attack through the double block. Down and good for the freshman, Reagan Miller. And the Axtell crowd finally something to cheer about. And amazingly enough, that's their ninth point, but their first kill. They had a couple of ace serves and an ace block, but the rest were Blue Hill errors. And the serve is across by Prasoski. High set to the right side, taken over by Raymond, a one arm up out of the back row by Nickel and rolled over by Prasoski. Bobcats too close to the net. Might have got away with a lift there, but Nickel will set it. Here's Miller again. She's blocked up front and a nice one by Coffey. Macy Coffey, Komacher was there, but Coffey with her third ace block, and it's 17-9. And right now, Axtell's probably going to have to take more swings from off the net because Coffey has just been too big of a defensive wall, I guess you would say right now, as the serve is across by Raymond, making our second run through the serve. Bobcats set close. Coffey on that tight one. Another one. Five kills. Three ace blocks. Game one, Macy Coffey. It was 7-5 Axtell. Then Coffey got in the back row. And since then, it is a 13-2 run by Blue Hill. Back into the ball game will be Laura Lundeen for the Wildcats. And Raymond to serve at 18-9. Little knuckleball across to Prasoski. Good pass. Middle Lundeen around the block, down and good. Laura Lundeen will get the ball back on the Axtell side. You can tell that they are wanting to play, that they're frustrated with what has just happened. There's emotion there after the last couple of swings. And checking out Sam Trampy. And checking in Ashley Snell. Interesting call there by Coach Nelson. Trampy had two aces and served already in this game. But going to give Snell the chance. And she'll float it across. Bobcats set outside. Allen's set was a little wide that time. And Ockingay couldn't get it over the net. So an errant pass ends up being an Axtell point. Snell serves again. She'll float that a little deeper. Hubble passes it to the 10-foot line. From the 10-foot line, driven across down by Macy Coffey. She's doing anything she wants right now. At the net, tight, off the net, middle, outside. She's moving all over the place. And it is 19-11, Blue Hill. Serve is across here by Komacher. Middle attack that time. Axtell brings it over with the freshman Sophie Malama. Set outside. Here's Ockingay. Off the tip, it's up there by Lundeen. Back to Laura. She'll go near line, and it's wide and out of bounds. 20-11, Blue Hill. So that looks like they're going to go ahead and chalk up game one, but Axtell's just got to find what they were doing early on and even things out so that when game two gets going that they can hang with Blue Hill and have a chance in this match. Serve across to Prasoski. Set right side, Lundeen. Off the net, picked up there by Coffey. And then Ockingay knocks it off the net. All Lundeen could do was dive after it. A couple of one-timers back over to the Bobcats. Coffey tight to the net will terminate. Macy Coffey with her seventh kill. Axtell was hoping that there was a net violation. Did not get that call. Axtell has already used both of their timeouts. So up to Blue Hill just to finish off the string here. How many more points can Axtell get? That's the question, playing without Kring and Sorensen tonight. Serve down the middle to Prasoski. Set right side, Lundeen on the angle, down and good. Second kill for Laura, but only the third kill of this opening set for the Wildcats. And now Lundeen will go back to serve it away. 21-12 in favor of the Bobcats from Blue Hill. And a little jump serve. Lundeen, beauty, ace. Laura Lundeen, third ace of the opening game here for the Wildcats. You get two or three of those, that changes momentum in a hurry. Let's see if she can fire another one over. Took the last one in front of Allen. This one is deep. They try to get out of the way, and they did get out of the way. Serve is a little deep, and it's 22-13. Now for a minute there, it might have grazed one of the uniforms. Now Macy Coffey to serve it away for Blue Hill. 3 points away from the opening set. And Coffey. Good topspin serve at Lundeen. Pass to Nickel. Outside, Kit Wells off the block. Coffey with the dig. Bump set that time by Allen. The attack, Ockingay off the block, down and good. Hannah with her first kill. They were so balanced in the first match tonight against Kennesaw. 7 kills for Raymond, 6 for Coffey and Ockingay, 5 for Willicott. They had 26 total. Macy Coffey serve. Down the middle, Prasoski has it. Nickel, back set, off the net. It's taken down and good by Melama. First kill for Sophie. Side out, Axtell. And Melama will stay in to serve it away. 23-14. Blue Hill in control. Serve is across to Raymond. Dumped over by the setter, Allen. Axtell's ready. Wells on the swing. Hubble with the dig. Set middle, Willicott over the block. Up in the back row that time by Lundeen. Wells again, this time from the left side off the net. Passes tight to the net. Good job to get it over Allen. And it is sent right back to the Bobcats. Willicott, no block, and gets the kill. That happened so quick that Axtell didn't have a chance to get a block up in front of Mackenzie Willicott. She made him pay. And it's game point down for Blue Hill. And to serve it away will be Hannah Ockingay. And Ockingay serve. Deep middle, ties them up, but it is still in play. And bumped across there by Kit Wells. Free ball Bobcats. They'll set it middle, and Willicott will drive it across. One arm up by Lundeen. Prasoski passes it over again. Bobcats dump it over, and it's down and good for the setter, Courtney Allen. And game one belongs to Blue Hill, 25-14. We'll come back and take a look at the first set numbers in a minute here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Blue Hill, and Axtell.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now, you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Let's take a look now at the first set stats. First off for Axtell. Sophie Melema had a service point, an ace block, and one kill. Sam Trampy had two ace serves. Laura Lundeen had an ace serve and two kills. And Reagan Miller had a kill. Ashley Snell had one service point. Four kills, one ace block, and three ace serves for Axtell. For Blue Hill, Macy Coffey had a solid game one, one service point, three ace blocks, and seven kills. Amber Komacher, two service points. Hannah Ockingay had a kill. Courtney Allen had eight straight points. Two of them were aces. She had one kill. Mackenzie Willicott had a kill. Rachel Raymond, two service points, two kills. And Sydney Strasburg had one service point. 12 kills, three ace blocks, two ace serves as Blue Hill takes game one from Axtell, 25-14. And we'll be back with the second set here on Classic Hits from Kennesaw right after this timeout.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Kennesaw. Again, to thank you to Athletic Director Craig Schnitzler and all the fine folks here at Kennesaw for their hospitality. We're ready to start the second set. Blue Hill won the opener. And they'll serve it away with Courtney Allen. She had eight straight to blow that first set open. And the attack by Prasoski is going to sail long and out of bounds. Again, one of the stories here tonight is Axtell's injuries. All their losses outside of Lawrence Nelson have been to 20-plus win teams. So seven losses to teams like that. Serves across Lundeen on the outside. She splits the block and gets the Axtell kill. Third kill for Laura Lundeen. 1-1. And Carly Prasoski to serve it away. But Axtell's got to find a way to find some more offense, get a few more kills. They're really shut down at the net, especially by the play of Coffey. And the serve by Prasoski spins across there to Raymond. Set right side. Rachel on the attack, goes far corner and gets the kill. Third kill for Raymond. And it's 2-1 Blue Hill. Back to serve it away will be Raymond. Blue Hill has kind of come in and imposed their will in their first two matches tonight, taking care of Kennesaw earlier, 8-16. As this serve is a cross pass close to the net, Nickel trying to dump it over, but it was too low, and into the net it goes. Again, final night for competition for these teams. They all begin sub-districts on Monday. Serve over to Prasoski. Nickel sets. Here's Lundeen. Tips it high over the double block. Picked up by Coffey. Set it outside for Ockingay. Around the block, down and good. And Hannah with her second kill. 4-1 Bobcats here in game number two. Blue Hill pulled away 25-14. They were down 7-5. And then the next thing you know, they're up 16-8. Serve is across. Back row to Wells, set middle. Here's Lundeen, blocked up front by Coffey. Dig made, Nickel, tipped across by Lundeen. Set there for Coffey on the outside. She'll be blocked, but it's out of bounds. And Macy Coffey with her eighth kill. 5-1 Blue Hill. And unless Axtell can get Coffey rotated into that back row, they can, looks like they're going to continue to be in some trouble. Even though they've got some other good hitters, she has been the problem right now. And Lundeen's attack is going to be deep and out of bounds. That brings Coach Brad Nelson off the bench again, and he is going to use an early timeout here. A little frustrating for Axtell, waiting around all this time for the second official and now just not getting things to click. It is 6-1 Blue Hill. We'll be right back.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
And welcome back to high school volleyball. Out of the timeout, Axtell is able to get the kill here. And it looks like in the net anyway was Coffey for Blue Hill. Sophie Melema was the one that finished the point off. And a sign out here for Axtell. Down 6-2 early in game two after Blue Hill won the opener 25-14. And Sam Trampy to serve out of that back line, picked up by Hubble. From off the net, it'll be taken across by Ockingay. Run down by Kit Wells. Lundeen in the middle. Goes back line, kill. Laura Lundeen, the senior. She has come in after being benched there partway through game one and has really picked up her play. Lundeen, fourth on the team in kills, but leading them tonight as the serve goes into the net there for Trampy and back over to Blue Hill. Other sports notes from tonight, the Nebraska women's basketball team ranked 12th in the preseason coaches poll that has come out tonight. Nebraska women will play UNK in an exhibition game on Sunday afternoon, and then the Husker men play UNK on Monday night. Serve is across by Amber Kobacher, passed over by Lundeen, set to the outside for Coffey, and there's no stopping the 5'11 senior. That's her ninth kill, 8-3. And Kobacher at the service line. Comerger gets way back off the line, couple of steps, floats that one, and it's wide. Out of bounds it goes. The air gives ball back to Axtell. Lundeen to serve. And into the front row now, you have got Sophie Melema along with Kit Wells and the setter, Gabby Nickel. And Lundeen serve. Tried that jump serve but didn't get much on it. And a two-ball swing is down and good by Macy Coffey. Boy, you just get it in her area code right now, and she is able to get a good look kill. And it's 9-4. Coffey now will rotate back and serve it away. Coffey with that left-handed serve, fires it across, passed right to the 10-foot line. Nickel gets it to Wells. Good swing off the block up there by Willicott. Set back to her in the middle, and McKenzie will terminate her second kill. So Willicott stands at 5'9", a couple inches shorter than Coffey, but still able to get the job done. And it's 10-4 Blue Hill. Don't forget, Axtell still has to play Kennesaw in the final match as Coffey spins it across to Prasoski. Set Wells on the outside. Good swing down and good for Kit. And a 5'4 junior will register her first kill. Side out here for Axtell, and back to serve it away will be Sophie Melema. Melema, knuckleball right down the middle. Picked up that time by Raymond. Outside, Willicott on the attack. Dugout back row has to be passed over by Prasoski. Free ball here. Dumped over by the setter in Allen and rolled back over by Wells. One more time, the Bobcats come with Ockingay, and her angle attack is down and good. Number three for Hannah. Side out. Ockingay goes back to serve it away here for Blue Hill. Again, in a couple of other volleyball scores earlier tonight here, Blue Hill beat Kennesaw in two sets. Kearney Catholic beat Hershey tonight in two sets. And Grand Island Northwest took the first set from Lincoln Pius X. Serve is across to McKenna Erickson. Stays in the back row and is passed over by Kit Wells. Quick movement here by the Blobcats. They'll get it out here on the left wing to Raymond. She'll drive it over. Wells on the return for Axtell. Dug out Hubble. Again, Raymond on the near side. Off the net, bouncing on top. Picked up there, Nickel. Here's Wells on the left side attack. Dug out and punched into the net by Blue Hill. Hubble with the dig. And then Allen, the setter, tried to dump it across but put it into the tape, and right back over to Axtell it goes. And Gabby Nickel now, the senior, to serve it away. Checking back into the ball game, Sam Trampy to the front row for Axtell. Cats are down 11-6 here. Bobcats and Wildcats battling, and Axtell down by 5. Serve across to Coffey. High set right side. Willicott is dug out by Nickel, and they'll have to scramble to pass it across, and they are able to do so. Back row attack. Coffey's going to take that swing, and it's going to finish it with her 10th, make it 11th kill of this match. Macy Coffey now out of the back row, getting a couple set to her. And Sydney Strasburg will rotate in here for Blue Hill to serve. Strasburg picked up a point in the first set. This one she'll angle across to Erickson. Set high, middle. The attack by Prasoski clips off the net. Picked up by Coffey. Set outside for Raymond. She's blocked. Dig is made there by Komacher and set back across. Nickel, short set. Here comes Prasoski. The block is late. And Carly will finally register her first kill of this match. Blue Hill knows that she is the number one attacker along with Wells on this team, with Hannah Kring down with injury. 12-7, Axtell trails. Blue Hill on the return, Komacher. Here's Nickel setting Prasoski again, who's battled her own knee problems over the last couple of years. Bobcats might have been outside the arrow or antenna there, but a nice attack to return it over by Raymond. Back by Lundeen. Tip across by the setter, Allen, and got it to go to the floor. That was so quick, that out of system there for Axtell. And Courtney Allen made him pay with the dink kill, and now Courtney back to serve it away. It's also the opening night of the NBA season. The Heat and the Bulls currently airing on ESPN. 1460, 1550 AM. At the end of one, low scoring. Heat lead the Bulls 17-15. Right side attack, Prasoski. Dug out there by Allen. And trying to make a standing spike and stay out of the net is Raymond, and it didn't all work. Into the net for the attack error. And nobody scoring on their serve here out of the last 7 swings that we've seen. Prasoski will try and change that here for Axtell. Serve across, set to the back row. Coffey somehow adjusts and brings it down the near line for her 12th kill, 5th of this set. 14-8, Blue Hill leads it by 6. But again, it was Blue Hill going from 9 to 10 the last time they picked up a point on serve, until right there, it's an ace. 15-8, Blue Hill. And timeout going to be called here by Axtell. They fell down 6-1 and played even, but have not been able to gain any ground here. Blue Hill won the opening set 25-14. They're up 15-8, game 2 on Classic Hits.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Don't forget all kinds of high school football action coming your way this week. Thursday night here on Classic Hits, Southern Valley is at Sutton. Kickoff is at 6 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kimball is at Blue Hill at 4. Lawrence Nelson is at Giltner at 7 on the Breeze, 94.5. On 1230 AM KHAS, Shadron is at Adams Central at 1. Thayer Central is at St. Cecilia at 6. And on ESPN 1460, Hitchcock County is at Amherst at 4. Ord is at Kearney Catholic at 7. Those games are also on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back to action here. Coffey mocks 1. Coffey blocks 2 of Sophie Melama's swings and give Macy Coffey her 4th ace block. And now the score doubled up. 16-8 Blue Hill. Raymond serve at Lundeen. Set back to Laura in the middle over the double block, but it is wide and out of bounds. So two good runs here with Raymond serving. She has picked up 7 total points already from the service line. Coach Nelson going to go back to the bench and bring Season Melama, another freshman, in, try to shake things up here, find a combination. But it doesn't look like it's going to be Axtell's night here against Blue Hill, who is making very few mistakes. Lundeen drives it through the double block in the middle. And for Laura, that's her 5th kill. I don't think I'd want Laura mad at me the way she's taking it out on that volleyball, trying to get something going here for her Axtell Wildcats. And in to serve will be Ashley Snell. Snell picked up a service point last time she was there, and the lefty freshman takes it at Hubble. Low pass, handled there by Allen. Standing spike across by Coffey. Axtell goes Lundeen again over the double block. Hubble picks it up back line. Set to the outside from off the net, Ockingay. Kit Wells with the up. Nickel to Lundeen again, left side. Nice swing down the near line, and Hubble was able to dig it up, get it back over. Now from the middle, Axtell will tip it across with Melama. Set outside, Bobcats, Ockingay, Wells with the up. Bump set Lundeen, long rally going here. Bobcats recover. In the middle, the attack by Komacher. Up again in the back row by Prasoski. Lundeen one more swing, Hubble one more dig. And from way off the net, it's going to be rolled across there by Ockingay. Lundeen on a one-time return. Now Coffey says that's enough of this, and she'll drive it across, but it's dug out by the freshman, and it falls on the Bobcats' side. Ashley Snell trying to save her life from the senior Coffey. Passed it basically the length of the floor and picks up a service point and then gets that defensive kill. Coffey says that's not coming back, and Macy will get her 13th kill and make it 18-10. But an entertaining long rally on the point before that. And the freshman will have something to remember from tonight. Amber Komacher now to serve it away for Blue Hill. Trying to cruise into another straight set victory. And Prasoski, thinking about letting it go, changed her mind and then called for the double hit. A serve, 19-10. Komacher, second ace for Blue Hill here in game two. Don't forget at the end of every match, the Misco Sports postgame show. And Komacher this time drops it in front of the back row for another ace. So the first one right on that back line depth-wise, and the second one just dropped it across the 10-foot line. This one in between, Prasoski, an easy handle. Lundeen rolls it across. Coffey has to dig it out. Here's the set, Allen. Ockingay off the double block, down and good. And once again, Blue Hill has found a rhythm, 4 in a row. Axtell's already used their timeouts. Reagan Miller's going to come in. Looks like they'll also bring in the libero, McKenna Erickson. 21-10. In favor of Blue Hill. And Komacher serve. Across to Erickson. Nickel sets it across. Picked up there by Willicott to the outside. Another swing that's terminated by Macy Coffey. 22-10. 5 in a row here for Blue Hill. And Axtell still has to stick around, play another game against Kennesaw to finish up our match tonight here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Komacher's serve, pass tight to the net. They'll set it to the right side for Miller. She'll drive it over, and it's close to the net again, but dumped down by Ockingay. Blue Hill, 4th kill in the game for Ockingay. 23-10. 2 points away from the match. The serve. In between two players, it goes off both of them. Set middle, swing by Season Melama is deep, and it is now match point for Blue Hill. As Komacher tries to get the Bobcats out of here with a pair of straight set sweeps and the serve. Cuts it across, dug out there by Wells, set to Melama. She takes it off the block, dig made by Komacher. Here's Ockingay's swing, dug out by Wells, run down into the crowd by Melama, and they can't get it back. And that'll be the end of game number two. This was 13-8. And after that, a 12-2 run to end it here by Blue Hill, including scoring the final 8 points. And they win it 25-14, 25-10 to improve to 24-4. Axtell will fall to 18-9 with yet another loss to a team with more than 20 wins this season. We'll take a break. Be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show after this.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Welcome back to Kennesaw. It's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, from their storefront location in Ort, continues to serve the entire state of Nebraska, including all the schools in central Nebraska. See them before the games begin. They've got a great selection to choose from, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play when you shop at Misco Sports. In the second set for Axtell, Kit Wells had one kill, Sophie Melema one kill, Sam Trampy a service point, Laura Lundeen three kills, Carly Prasoski a kill, and Ashley Snell a service point and a kill. Seven kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for Axtell. For Blue Hill, Macy Coffey had a service point, an ace block, and seven kills in that game. Amber Komacher, I had her for six service points, two of them aces. Hannah Ockingay had five kills. Courtney Allen a service point and a kill. Mackenzie Wellicott a kill. And Rachel Raymond had seven service points. One was an ace and a kill. 15 kills, one ace block, three ace serves as Blue Hill takes game two, 25-10. Back with more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Here's your cumulative stats for the two-set match for Axtell. Kit Wells, one kill. Sophie Melema, a service point, an ace block, and two kills. Sam Trampy, three service points. Two of them were aces. Laura Lundeen had an ace serve and five kills. Carly Prasoski, a kill. Reagan Miller, a kill. And Ashley Snell, two service points and one kill. Axtell was held to 11 kills, one ace block, and three ace serves as they fall to 18-9. On the season, and we'll play Kennesaw here in our next match before moving on to sub-district play, which begins on Monday. And for Axtell, in their D1 sub-district, they will be in with Amherst, Elm Creek, Overton, and Wilcox-Hildreth, and that played at Lexington. For Blue Hill, it was the Macy Coffey Show. Two service points, four ace blocks, and 14 kills in those two sets. Serving, Amber Komacher had eight service points, two of them aces. Hannah Ockingay, six kills. Courtney Allen, nine service points. Two of them were aces, two kills. Mackenzie Willicott, two kills. Rachel Raymond, nine service points. One was an ace and three kills. Blue Hill, 27 kills, four ace blocks, five ace serves, as they improved to 24-4 with a 25-14, 25-10 win over Axtell. That will end their regular season, and sub-districts begin Monday at Minden. The C2-8 will have Blue Hill in with Franklin, Donovan Trumbull, Southern Valley, and oh yeah, the number one team in the class, Hastings St. Cecilia. So best of luck to Coach Allen and the Blue Hill Bobcats. She has actually not popped out of the locker room yet, and they have went with the short warm-up time here for the Axtell and Kennesaw match. So that'll be underway in 10 minutes. We're going to take a short break, get set for that match, and be back with you here on Classic Hits. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame. Blue Hill gets out of here with two wins tonight, beating Kennesaw 25-8, 25-16, and beating Axtell 25-14, 25-10. We'll be back in about 6 minutes with Axtell and Kennesaw.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR.